Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill, is the chief economist for the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. And every month for the last 44 years, he's been publishing the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism, and he's been helping us. He's been sharing that information with us now for more than 17 years. Every month, he's been right here dedicated to helping us, and we appreciate it very much. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you back, Bill. Thank you very much for being here. So I wish we had good news, Bill.
Well,
it's not horrible, but it's I don't like the numbers. Maybe the trend is not too bad.
I mean, yeah, the good news is always relative. I mean, so the index lost 0.9 of a point, which is not very much. It's still at one of the highest readings that we've seen in 43 years of surveying, so that's good. The bad news is that, but it's not a surprise, that it's deteriorated a couple of points from the peak that it hit in January.
Right.
Which was, of course, the election euphoria and all these kinds of things.
Right.
So, you know what, we might flip it around and say it's surprising that the index has held up so well, given that the most important things that are on the minds of small business owners, according to our survey, were take care of the health care, reduce the burden of regulation, the regulatory cost, and get some changes in the tax code. And none of those things have happened.
Well, except for the regulatory part.
The regulatory stuff, you're right. Has been a lot of regulatory relief. Thank goodness it doesn't have to go through Congress.
As you were reading those off, I was thinking the reason why small business owners aren't feeling more buoyed by the regulatory changes is because those are lagging indicators. Those are lagging influences. When a new reg goes into place, it doesn't hit us in the face that day. If a new reg comes off, we don't get a break that day. It's maybe 6 months or a year later. And so, and I'll remind you, I think I told you this before, only about 6 weeks ago, Wayne Cruz, who knows more about federal regulation and the buildup than anybody in the world, told my audience that he said, Jim, I went to the register after 3 years of record regulations under Obama, 3 years in a row. He said, I went to the register the other day and there were no new regs.
There was nothing there. Yeah.
He said, I've never seen that before. So that's a big positive. Probably isn't being felt as much yet.
Yeah, and you're right. And also, that's very diffuse. That is, there aren't very many regulations that affect everybody.
Right.
They're industry specific, they're size specific, they're product specific, those changes are spread out all over the place. And as you point out, they're not overnight deals. They kind of work their way back into the operating system.
Right.
We are getting it, and that's good news.
Well, I think what our indicator is right now is more along the lines of equilibrium, what it ought to be, and what we had before was the exuberance you talked about.
Yeah.
This is more everyday measurements, I think, what we're getting now. What do you think?
Well, it's still a little high. I mean, of course, this includes the bad times and the good times. 98 is the 43-year average, roughly,
right.
So we're way above that. In good times, you're right. I think, the index would run around 100. Well, things are good, and 103 is still above that. But,
right.
What I don't like is that the things that need to be done to keep this up, aren't happening. I mean, the small business owners have told us they're loaded, they're ready. You've mm-hmm. pointed out that, over the last 8 years, they've really gotten themselves in order,
Absolutely.
So they've now learned how to live, they've taken care
their
of their
balance sheets are cleaner than they've ever been.
Right, they've done all these things. So now they just need, they need a future they can believe in, which they thought they had, one that was going to be a lot better, and that's the one they'll invest in. But
right.
until they see some concrete evidence that future is going to come, They may remain optimistic about it for a while, but they're not going to pull the trigger so much on capital spending.
And as you say, right now, without any kind of movement on health care reform, and there's some question about what the tax reform is going to be, that's not buoying small businesses.
Right, that's not helpful. So the longer we go without making any progress on these top issues, the more you'll see the optimism slowly, slowly drift back down toward maybe the average.
It will. And I'll tell you what else. I think small businesses are getting a little worried about Wall Street. Because if there's a correction on Wall Street, that will hurt us in a way that going up hasn't helped us. Quick break. Right back with Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. Tony Tail. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.